guys, we're putting down the sound on KB Radio. It's 10 minutes after 11 o'clock now. The Reynolds program, the number one song. Here they are once again, the Four North from London, England, and I Want to Hold Your Hand, number 14.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Tell you something.
What is the problem?
I think you'll understand. And I say that something. I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. Oh, please say to me, let me be your man. And please say to me, you let me hold your hand. Now let me hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. And when I touch you, I feel happy.
Scott's Own Show has 12 after 11, 12 after 11 o'clock on Swingin' Singin' Radio 1520, the home of the All-American VIPs, VIPs. You repeat the last word if you want to imitate me. It's 14 degrees in Manhattan, on the Scott's Own Show, and I'm talking faster and enjoying it less to keep up with me, Mr. Reed. But anyway.
Hello, Scotty. I know you're listening tonight because some friends tipped me off that you're going to be listening on your way home from your own radio program in New York. How are you tonight?
That's right. Very good. Good to hear.
Oh, boy, we really give it to New York. It was such a faraway distance. They give it to me, too. They don't let me in, you know. But that's the way it is. No, I don't want to work in New York. You know, not really, because I'm having so much fun here without the problems of living in New York. That's a real gas, and that's why it's great to be here on KB Radio. And once a week, I get a little victory speech about being here because I know the boss is tuned in at this time, and if he hears this, then he becomes very encouraged, you know. And then on Monday, he's more reluctant to ball me off for the past week's dealings, and that's...
Fortune cookies are coming to KB.
That's right, and KB fortune cookies are coming to Sattler's.
This Monday, KB Dragon Ladies will be at Sattler's stores with KB fortune cookies for all Sattler customers.
Delicious fortune cookies, each containing a fortune.
Each hour, the KB VIPs will read a lucky fortune, and if you hold the matching fortune, you'll win a handsome prize, one of over $10,000 in prizes being offered.
Listen to KB for the hours the KB Dragon Ladies will visit the Sattler's nearest you.
Listen to KB for the lucky prize-winning fortunes each hour.
Remember, starting Monday, fortune cookies are coming to KB and Sattler's, 998 Broadway and Sattler's Boulevard Mall.
I'll never forget the time I opened a fortune cookie and the little fortune said, "It is better to give than to receive." Your waiter, it was signed, you know that. You think I'm joking on that one too, huh? All right, Connie Francis' newest song, Flip Side of Blue Winter, Baby, I Love You. I forgot the title, that's why I made it up.
You know you don't want me. Thank you.
17 degrees in Buffalo. Henry Brock reporting on behalf of Buffalo Goodwill Industries. Overseas President Nasser of Egypt says war between the Arab nations and Israel is a probability. Nasser also accused the United States and Britain of favoring Israel and said there are no guarantees. Those countries will not aid a fight against the Arabs. He demanded the removal of all foreign bases from the Middle East and called on Libya to refuse to renew the Anglo-Libyan Treaty under which Britain maintains a military base in that North African country. Meanwhile, informed sources in Madrid, Spain, say Spain may not allow the United States to set up a Polaris base there if U.S. foreign aid is cut off. Spain has announced it will not sever its commercial ties with Cuba, a demand the United States says Spain must meet to qualify for continued aid. The Madrid sources say the threat to block the base is indicated by the Spanish announcement, the ending of aid, to violate the Spanish-American defense agreement. In Washington, State Department sources say the Foreign Assistance Act does not necessarily mean Madrid's trade decision will make Spain ineligible for U.S. aid. Spain would lose her military assistance only if she permits cargo bound for Cuba to be carried in ships or planes registered in Spain. Even at that, President Johnson could allow the aid to continue if he declared it in the United States' interest. Also in Washington, Senator Hubert Humphrey predicts President Johnson's suggestions for revision of the foreign aid plan will satisfy some critics in Congress. Humphrey said it would call for a regional study of foreign aid and put more emphasis on the use of private enterprise. WKBW channels the news to the Niagara frontier. Russia reportedly will veto any UN resolution permitting Britain, Greece, and Turkey to intervene in the Cyprus problem. The statement comes from a source close to President Makarios. It's believed the United States and Britain are preparing a resolution acknowledging the 1960 Treaty of Guarantee that allows Greece, Turkey, and Britain the right to intervene in that island republic. Elsewhere in Europe, the Italian government of Premier Aldo Moro has apparently patched up, for the time being, internal differences with coalition socialists. Today, the government approved a series of austerity measures aimed at increasing state revenue. The measures ranged from restrictions on installment buying to higher taxes on gasoline. Behind the Iron Curtain, the captain of an American freighter delivering wheat to Russia criticized the International Longshoremen's Association for insisting half the wheat be carried in U.S. vessels. Captain Edward Jungerheld said at the Russian port of Odessa, the ILA has no right to set policy, and he does not believe there are enough American ships to supply half the requirements. On this side of the Atlantic, the Mexican government has fired its Bolivian ambassador, arrested in connection with an international narcotics ring. The move strips former Ambassador Salvador Pardo Boland of any claim to diplomatic immunity. Federal narcotics officials in New York City say the kingpin of the ring, Gilbert Cossia, has eluded French authority and is now being sought in Corsica. George Belk, chief of the U.S. Narcotics Bureau, said he believes there is a definite link between the recently smashed smuggling ring and the Cosa Nostra, the United States crime syndicate. Weather in a moment.
Clothing creates many jobs. First, in its manufacture. Many times when it is laundered and cleaned, and finally when you donate it to Goodwill Industries. At Goodwill, handicapped people earn wages by sorting, cleaning, repairing, pressing, and selling used clothing. You help create jobs for the disabled by donating repairable clothing to Goodwill Industries and by shopping in Goodwill stores. WKBW Radio says, for a truck pickup, call 854-3494.
The official KB weather eye forecast for this hour is generally fair with increasing winds and moderating temperature tonight and tomorrow. The low tonight between 10 and 15, then rising to near 32 tomorrow. The present Buffalo temperature, 54 degrees, relative humidity, 80%. Winds are from the west-southwest at 14 miles an hour. Buffalo area driving conditions are fair. Congratulations, and a check for $15.20 are going out to this week's news tip winner, Ligori Lynch of Gowanda, New York. This edition of False Beat News has been brought to you in cooperation with Buffalo Goodwill Industries.
Repeating the K Big Story of the Moment.
Nasser saber rattling.
Live it up, laugh it up on the even newer Joey Reynolds Show.
Hello.
Who has the most friends for lunch?
A cannibal.
Baby,
Child's Cry, sung by Ray Charles, Mr. Soul, putting it down tonight on KB Radio.
Oh, put it down, then. It's 22 minutes after... Oh, yeah. Shut up. It's 22 after... Man, nobody tells the great George Ellis. Shut up. All the cats and pretties are wailing, man. They're wailing for me tonight. Up and down the street, man, and all over KB country. Shut up. Will you please not leave me alone? You're destroying my train of thought. Oh, man. Come on, now, please. I'm trying to get a point across.
Oh, yeah. The one on your head. All right, quiet. That's an old line. It's mine, man. All right, it's 14 degrees on KB Radio tonight. We got the big records with the little holes and the little records with the big holes that...
George, please. Now, let me do my program. Well, George, Dennis, Rochester, please stop. Mr. Benny. Well, I never...
There's a reason why filter cigarettes are the most popular cigarettes. Today, smokers enjoy the pleasure of filter smoking with its smoother, milder taste. No wonder millions of smokers have switched to Kent, the only cigarette with the exclusive Micronite filter. Kent gives you the filter action you're looking for today, together with satisfying taste. So for the best combination of filter and good taste, remember, Kent satisfies best.
For the best combination of filter and good taste, Kent satisfies best. Kent satisfies best. Kent satisfies best. For the best combination of filter and good taste, Kent satisfies best.
14 degrees on KB Radio. You know, my friend's got a real problem. He thinks the radio. Can you imagine? Every bunch of snotty people, you know, my friend of mine thinks the radio. Now, that's not too bad, though. He said that he's decided he needs an antenna, and he keeps dangling his feet out the window of a second-story apartment. We're worried about him. You know,
see the funny little clown. See the funny little clown. See him laughing as you walk by.
No.
Everybody thinks he's happy 'cause you never see a tear in his eye. No one knows he's crying. No one knows he's dying on the inside. 'Cause he's laughing on the outside. No one.
Going for him about a year ago. I forgot the name of it. You can tell how impressed I was. It's 27 after 11 on KB Radio.
See the funny little clown.
It's 14 degrees officially, number 11 on a survey on 1520 Radio. Yes, from the station with Beatlemania, WKBW.
KBW comes an exciting new product, KB. You buy a spray can of KB by sending $49.95 to WKBW Buffalo. KB will kill beetles. Remember, spray your radio with KB, and each time a Beatles song is played on any station, the radio will automatically cut off until that time. Better yet, spray KB in your ear, and you'll never hear another Beatles song, no matter when it's played. Remember, KB, Kill Beetle, is now available in the spray can and small tube.
Tonight, to give a title and play it so many times each night. And for a guy that's supposed to not like the Beatles, well, I certainly play them enough and promote them enough. But you know that I really do. I like them, and I think they're great. And I'll say it one more time. The only reason I ever put them down is because I think they got a little more attention than they deserve, because they're not much better than the best group in each and every town in this country. That's the only thing I had against it, you know? And they didn't come off that well in the Ed Sullivan Show. Other than that, I was the chairman of the United States for the Beatles, and I, you know, I like them. All right? Okay, so you're not mad at me anymore. Can you accept me at the same time? That's wonderful. All right. At top-rated college... I look like the four Beatles. I look like four... Thank you very much. You like my hairdo. You'd rather have it in front of my mouth all the way down. Fine. Keep it... All right. In top-rated college basketball, Bonnies took Providence 79-75. It was Canisius over Detroit 93-82. Youngstown over Niagara 78-58. And UB over Albany State 89-52. It's Broome Tech over Erie Tech 76-68. Lemoyne over Buffalo State 71-54. NBA activity. Detroit and New York. New York took Detroit 125-119. Say that for the Sam Roberts Show. St. Louis beat Boston 74-64. Oh, no, that's the end of the third quarter. I'm sorry, it's not a final. In the American Hockey League, it is Baltimore 4, Buffalo 2, Cleveland 6, Hershey 4, Rochester took Pittsburgh 3-1, and Springfield took Quebec 4-2. Hello, Montreal. Bonsoir, Montreal. In the National Hockey League, Montreal 1, Chicago 3. In other words, Chicago beat Montreal 3-1. It was Toronto over New York 5-2. And Detroit over Boston 3-2. And KB scores again at 12:30 on the Almost Live Bob Diamond program.
You always know the score.
Baby cakes. It's a smash by Kennedy.
I got a pad for the new girl at school. The guys are flipping, but I'm playing it cool. Everybody's passing.
notes in class. They really dig her now, she's such a gas. Jealous of the new girl.
Janet Dean on KB. It's 25 before 12 o'clock, and our feature, which we use once in a while, well, of course, Fearless Freddy and Royal Order of the Night People meeting are still coming before we leave the air at midnight tonight. But yet, right now, we're going to do a thing that I used to do on the Steve Allen Show, you know, the question man? And we had a lot of fun with that. First, we give the answer, and then you have to try to guess the question, and then we give you the question. All right? So the answer is, ladies and gentlemen, walking to New Orleans. Walking to New Orleans is the answer. What's the question, sir?
How'd you get all those corns?
never mind. Okay. Former K-Big Record of the Week by my good K-Buddy Bobby Benton. Pennsylvania, just outside of Pittsburgh. Hello to you tonight, and this is My Heart Belongs to Only You, the old-time Santa brought back in a Saturday event. Let everybody walk.
My heart belongs to only you. I've never loved as I love you. You've set a flame in me burning, a flame to stay within me. Thank you.
heart belongs to only you. And that is sung by Bobby Vinton tonight, BV. And it's 22, I'll be darned, we're going to say D. It's 22 before 12 o'clock midnight. I would say BVD on the air. And it's 14 degrees of fishing. I'd rather say jockey shorts. 14 degrees on KB Radio on this Saturday night. Oh, boy. It's Joey Reynolds. Wow. Oh, boy. You have a light? I want to have a cigarette. I want to tell America all about my smoking actions. You know, I took the withdrawal system for a day. Give me a light. First of all, you got to understand one thing. I ain't no Dick Clark. Do you see? But you know that. You know, I'm going to tell you what's happening in the scene always. And in this particular case, I'm having a cigarette on the air. But that doesn't mean I'm condoning smoking, nor does it mean I want the kiddies to smoke, because I certainly don't. As a matter of fact, the reason I'm doing this is because I want the kids not to smoke, and I want to tell my young Amazon the Coyotes, well, they're a little older than the younger ones because they're up at this hour, you know. But I want to tell you, don't smoke, and I will tell you my little story of how I started smoking, and this may be a little inspiration to you. You know, like Alcoholics Anonymous, you get up, you tell your story, and then you go on to brave things because you feel like you've done something. Well, I started smoking as a joke. Well, I used to hang around an ice cream parlor in my neighborhood in South Buffalo on Seneca Street. And, yeah, right. Who's there around in that place? Well, anyways, I can't mention it on the air like that. But I hung around there. We used to sit in a booth, and then the kids that we wanted to get to know and the other crowd who were a little more hipper than we used to smoke. And they were in the crowd, you know, they were in the booth behind us. And we'd always go in there, and they would never accept us. So one day, we bought a pack of cigarettes. And we took the cigarettes and... Hi, Tiger. We took the cigarettes and we started smoking. And we blew smoke in the other booth to aggravate them through straws, you see. We did this for a day and it didn't move them. They still didn't accept us. And we did it for another day and it got to be a week and 2 weeks and 3 weeks and 4 weeks. And finally, when they finally accepted us, we were hooked on the cigarettes, you know, because we had done it so often and we really, we started the habit of smoking. So I found out then that life was not 35 cents a day, you know, a dime for a soda pop and 25 cents for cigarette. That's what they were at the time. And I found out they weren't 35 cents a day. You know, life is really 40 cents a day because cigarettes went up.
Once again, KB presents the adventures of Charlie Chu, world-famous Chinese detective. Our episode opens with Charlie fishing from a large pier in a large city located on a large body of water. Suddenly, a man rushes toward him and...
Mr. Chu, thank heaven I found you still alive.
I beg your pardon?
Someone has stolen our giant liner, the Queen Isabella. It's scheduled to sail in an hour, and the passengers are ready to board. We can't find it anywhere.
Maybe it sank.
No, it's unsinkable, you know.
I crack open KB Fortune Cookie. Maybe it hauled crew to Mystery F disappearing ship.
What does the Fortune Cookie say from KB?
It say, if man made to float on water, he would be in shape of a hull, or vice versa. Ah, look, ship come into harbor now. Strange looking man at helm. You there, why you hijack Reiner, Queen Isabella?
I didn't hijack it, I just borrowed it to run around the harbor in, you see? I've always wanted a queen for a day.
And so ends another chilling mystery solved by Charlie Chu, who reminds you...
Boat with swimming pool on board is already shipping water.
Listen again next hour for another adventure of Charlie Chu, Chinese detective on KB.
At 10 o'clock in the morning on Monday, we're going to have fortune cookies with the Dragon Ladies at the Market of Sadler's on Broadway and at the Market of Sadler's at the Mall, 11:15 a.m. You got to get out there and get these fortune cookies, $10,000 of fabulous prizes. And it's 14 degrees officially on KB as we present, exclusive to the world, once again, like we did the Four Seasons album earlier, the newest album by Diane Renee. Lovely gal from Philadelphia. Listen to her wail. She sounds like a female Freddie Cannon with all the sounds here.
Hey!
W. B. W. News.
14 degrees in Buffalo. Henry Brock reporting for Citizens Central Bank with offices in Arcade, Delavan, Rushford, and Silver Springs, New York. WKBW leads the way with regional news coverage. Sheriff's deputies in Canarogas County show KB Action Central. They believe a 60-year-old man died when a fire swept through his Ellicottville home tonight. The victim, Leslie Densmore, was reportedly home alone when the blaze erupted in his Canada Hill Road home. Alvin Wyatt, his son-in-law, discovered the fire when he visited Densmore's residence. Three volunteer fire companies battled the blaze but were unable to save the structure. County Coroner Dr. George Hayes is at the scene, but as of airtime, Densmore's body has not yet been recovered. Wherever news breaks, WKBW is there first. Firefighters use two big lines to beat down the flames in a two-story brick building at 1451 Jefferson Avenue tonight. The structure housed Lee's Credit Jewelry Store on the ground floor and apartments on the second. Damage was set at $14,000. The fire was caused by an overheated vent pipe. There were no injuries reported. On the KB accident beat, a young town of Tonawanda girl was admitted to Kenmore Mercy Hospital after she was struck to the pavement by a car at Egerton Brighton Road in the town of Tonawanda. In fair condition, 11-year-old Jackie Swanick of 395 Northwood Drive, the driver of the auto, was not hit. WKBW reaches into every corner of western New York for the news. A Buffalo teenager is in Genesee County Jail tonight after she and two other juveniles reportedly
robbed the Buffalo man at knife point.
19-year-old Caroline Loomis of 113 Shenango Street was charged with first-degree robbery. The two juveniles were turned over to Children's Shelter in Rochester. Overseas, United Arab Republic President Nasser has accused the United States and Britain of partiality toward Israel. Nasser said there is a probability of war between the UAR and Israel. He also demanded that Britain and the United States remove their military bases from the Middle East on grounds there is no guarantee to be used against the Arabs. Nasser spoke in Cairo at a celebration marking the sixth anniversary of Egyptian-Syrian unity. In Europe, an informed Cypriot source said after a Cypriot cabinet meeting today that Russia will veto any UN resolution to let Greece, Turkey, and Britain intervene in Cyprus. The United States and Britain are believed to be preparing such a resolution. Other Cypriot sources, these from the island's Greek faction, say Russia would use the veto even if Cypriot territorial integrity is guaranteed. On the opposite side of the globe, Philippines President Macapagal arrived in Jakarta today for talks with Indonesian President Sukarno aimed at trying to save what is left of the shattered ceasefire on Borneo. Macapagal is expected to try and persuade Sukarno not to use the collapse of the ceasefire as an excuse to renew hostility. On the KB West Coast line, Mexican President Lopez Mateos told the Los Angeles World Affairs Council today that trade relations between the United States and Latin America must be improved to supplement the Alliance for Progress program. Mateos is scheduled to return to Mexico tonight after 2 days of diplomatic talks with President Johnson in Southern California. Former Vice President Richard Nixon has recommended stronger steps to weaken Cuba. Foreign firms would have to choose between trading with Cuba or the United States. Nixon's remarks, which came before a Washington's birthday speech in Peoria, Illinois, described the administration as weak, uncertain, and inconsistent. And finally, Mexico's ambassador to Bolivia, arrested yesterday in New York City, was fired today. The Mexican Foreign Ministry also stripped the diplomat, Salvador Pardo Boland, of his diplomatic immunity. Pardo Boland and two others were picked up with $13.5 million of heroin. The kingpin of the international narcotics ring is a Frenchman, but French police have not been able to find him. Weather in a moment.
The bank with the big difference is Citizens Central Bank, featuring exclusively daily matic interest from day of deposit to day of withdrawal on your savings.
If you're one of the folks who do not have a checking account and have finally decided to check into one, Citizens Central Bank has a money manager checking plan for you. Besides gaining all the benefits derived from using your personal check to pay bills, you'll find a money manager checking account at Citizens Central Bank cost you less, only 10 cents per check. Open your own checking account today and start enjoying the many conveniences. It's the most sensible way to transact your business. It builds your banking reputation and provides all the receipts and records you need just about now for tax purposes.
Remember, your savings earn interest every minute, every hour, and every day. At Citizens Central Bank. Offices in Arcade, Delavan, Rushford, and Silver Springs, New York.
The official KB weather eye forecast for this hour is generally fair with increasing winds and moderating temperature tonight and tomorrow. The low tonight between 10 and 15, then rising to near 32 tomorrow. The present Buffalo temperature, 14 degrees, relative humidity, 80%, winds from the west-southwest at 14 miles an hour. Buffalo area driving conditions are fair. If you see news in the making, call WKBW at TT45107 with your story. WKBW pays $15.20 for the news tip of the week. This edition of Pulse Beat News has been brought to you by Citizen Central Bank with offices in Arcade, Delavan, Rushford, and Silver Springs, New York.
Repeating the K Big Story of the Moment.
One believed dead in Cattaraugus County fire.
News alive at 15 and 45. Then, Joey Reynolds.
Hello.
How can you stop a small child from spilling food at the table?
Feed him on the floor.
If you ever see what for me, tell him that I love you. Tell him that I care. If he ever needs me, tell him I'll
KB Radio tonight on the Joey Reynolds program. And it's 8 minutes. 8 minutes away from the jewel of the airwaves, Bob Diamond, who will be along to do his sparkling 24 cliche house party, friends. And don't forget to... Oh, I'm sorry. I did it again. I raked you up. Are you mad?
I get out of it, friends. What's this?
Hey, Diamond.
I'm going to get away with this.
Hey, Diamond, are you mad? How's the baby?
My baby is fine.
Works like magic.
I'm not mad. I just considered the source.
Oh, well, after what you said last night, I think I could get even with a couple of remarks tonight.
What did I say last night?
I remember what you wouldn't allow me to give the Royal Order of the Night People thing.
Oh.
The motto.
I'm just teaching you to do it on your show and everything's all right.
Well,
you know?
I'll tell you, you better hurry. Send your name and address with 25 cents to tackle. There, we got them hooked. WKBW Buffalo, remember, you guys with pimples, we'll rush you a special introductory offer. It's just a quarter, that's all. You gotta get tackle now. WKBW Buffalo, New York. Send it, guys. Tackle special introductory offer is limited. All right? Now... On KB Radio 1520, the Joey Reynolds program presents Fearless Freddy. Yes, the adventures of Fearless Freddy. As you know, Fred Kleinstein's program has been on tape for the past month.
He has been touring the world, fooling our boss, Big Fella Herb, appealing for a raise for the VIPs.
And Herb has gone from various locations, the Casablanca, to Egypt, to Cairo. He's gone all over the world, ladies and gentlemen, to Italy. He's also gone to Poland and other stuff. And there, he's gone to Pop. And then he went to... He has visited various locations, and Freddie has followed him around asking for a raise. We now find Herb. Yes, Herb is back in town at a local joint. Well, I know Fred will never find me in here. That's why I'm here. I'm so tired. It's been a whole month. I've gone all over the world. And Freddie Kleinstein has followed me, asking me for a raise for the VIPs. He knows it's not in my budget. He'll never find me here. Who would? Snicker, snicker. Teehee. Thicky. Finding me here in this joint. He'd never think of it. Never. Cigarette girl, I think I'll buy a pack. This. I'll have a pack of cigarettes. This.
Please.
It's not a mist. It's Freddie.
Please,
Freddie, please don't do this.
ladies and gentlemen. The Adventures of Fearless Freddy, a copyrighted feature of the Joey Reynolds Program and WKBW. Stay tuned on Monday, and we'll see where Fearless Freddy and Big Fella Herb are.
I'm going to shake your shoulders and a movie your
feet. I'll find a new location of my job on Monday, too, friend.
I'm going to pop your arm and a movie your
feet. Put the dog's clutch collar.